iTunes International. Virus free.
Around the world and down your street.
Music from the 50s to the 90s. This is Bondi Tunes Plus.
Thank you, Mr. Caldwell. It's actually now music from the 40s to the 90s, which goes to prove that jingles get dated. I'm Henry on Bondi Beach in Sydney, Australia. How you doing? Ah, gosh. Let's start in the 70s, shall we? And a beautiful, beautiful song from Queen. That is Love of My Life. Hands up who bought the album A Night at the Opera from 1975. That's one of the tracks on that remastered, actually, in 2011. Love of My Life. This is Bondi Tunes Plus. Weather report for Sydney, Australia. It's clear skies. It's cold. It's winter. Let's go to the 90s and ooh la la. Thing in the 90s to have what we call in the industry a cold end to a song, and that is Ivisa and Ooh La La. You know, I spent the first part of the 90s in nightclubs here in Sydney because I was young. I was a young lad, and that song was just fantastic. Anyway, Bondi Tunes Plus, we play music from the 40s to the 90s. I'm Henry on Bondi Beach, and look, I've got to play this song. I was only 10 when it was in the hits. Donny Osmond. Oh, it's beautiful though, isn't it? Well, it's either very cringeworthy or beautiful. Go away, little girl.
Like
I think Donny Osmond saying "Go Away Little Girl" was talking to about 10 or 20 million girls around the world back in 1972. Donny Osmond from the Osmonds, you know, the family. They competed, you know, a lot with the Jackson family, the Jackson Five, as they were called. And both families were dominating the charts, and often they'd kick each other off the number one spot. Hilarious stuff. Okay, Bond iTunes Plus. Caroline, will you play some music from the 60s?
Sure, why not?
Okay, here's Dionne Warwick.
Walk home in my head now and wonder what dress to wear now and say a little prayer for you.
From the 1960s, Dionne Warwick, and I'll say a little prayer for you, and God knows we need prayers around this world right now. Bond iTunes Plus playing music from the 40s to the 90s. Let's go back to the 1940s now, and if you're a regular listener to this show, you'll know I'm a big fan of Helen Forrest and Harry James, and this is one I have not played before. It's called I've Heard That Song Before, which I actually haven't. Take a listen. Thank you.
I've heard that song before. It's from an old familiar score. I know it well, that melody. It's funny how a theme recalls a favorite dream, a dream that brought you so close to me. I know each word because I've heard that song before. The lyrics said forevermore, forevermore's a memory. When I heard that lovely song
Beautiful stuff, Helen Forrest and Harry James from the 1940s, and I've heard that song before. I actually have heard that song before, but I didn't hear them singing it. Bondi Tunes Plus plays music from the 40s to the 90s.
Can I go now?
No, we're only 20 minutes into it. Caroline's my producer. Sometimes she gets grumpy. Let's go back to a very tacky song from the movie 9 to 5 and Morning Train.
Seems to last forever, and time goes slowly by. To babe and me still.
I should not have called that a tacky song, should I? But can we call that kind of sexist? Can we? Sheena Easton from Scotland. And Maureen Train, I believe, was the theme of 9 to 5, which is a movie I've never actually seen. This is Bondi Tunes Plus, and let's go back to the 50s now, because we are playing music from the 40s to the 90s. And this is The Coasters. Shaboom. Life could be a dream. Oh, I do wish.
Life could be a dream. Life could be a dream. Do, 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 shaboom.
Life could be a dream. If I could take you up in paradise up above. If you would tell me I'm the only one that you love. Life could be a dream. Sweetheart, hello, hello again. Shaboom, and open with me again, boom. Ding-dong, ding-dong, a-lang, a-lang, a-lang. Oh, 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 bip, a-bip, a-dip, a-dip. Oh, life could be a dream. If only all my precious plans would come true. If you would let me spend my whole life loving you. Life could be a dream, sweetheart.
Every time I look at you, something is on my mind. If you do what I want you to, maybe we'd be so fine.
Life could be a dream. Shaboom, if I could take you up in paradise up above. Shaboom, and tell me, darling, I'm the only one that you love. Life could be a dream. Sweetheart, hello, hello again. Shaboom, and hope we meet again. Boom, boom, boom. Shaboom, if I could take you up in paradise up above. Shaboom, and tell me, darling, I'm the only one that you love. Life could be a dream. Sweetheart, hello, hello again. Shaboom, and hope we meet again. Boom, boom, boom.
Ding-dong, ding-dong.
Oh, life could be a dream. Life could be a dream. Do, 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 shaboom.
Well, I guess life is what you make it, eh? That's The Coasters and Shaboom, Life Could Be a Dream, here on Bondi Tunes Plus. Every now and again, I like to do a foreign song here on this here show. And actually, over the years, I mean, we've been doing this music show in some format for 13 years. Can you believe it? And back, I think it was 1984, Für Alle, were in that song from a band called, a German band called Wind. Get yourself together, Henry. Have another coffee. Für Alle came second to, I think, Denmark, and they were representing Germany. And I really like this song. With all their, if you look at the YouTube video, they've all got these like pastel colours. It's so very 80s. This is Für Alle, Wind on Bondi Tunes Plus.
Träumen doch davon.
Yes, Poor Old Wind and Fura Alla came second in the 1985 Eurovision Song Contest. Who won, you ask? Bobby Sox won for Norway. Yeah, Norway. Actually, you know what? Let's play that song now because it's pretty good too.
From Australia, this is Bondi Tune.
Yes, winning the Eurovision Song Contest in 1985 was Bobby Sox from Norway and La Desche Svinga, which they actually re-released as an English version. Go figure. They haven't done anything since. Well, during 2010, they actually did a short comeback to celebrate their 25th anniversary since their Eurovision Song Contest victory in 1985. If you've just joined us, I'm sorry about all this Eurovision stuff, but sometimes I just go off in a torrent. It's Henry from Bondi Tunes International. This is the Plus Show, playing music from the 40s to the 90s. If you're listening in the UK, you will fondly remember this song from Benny Hill.
You could hear your feet pound as they raced across the ground, and the clatter of the wheels as they spun round and round. And he galloped into Market Street, his badge upon his chest. His name was Ernie, and he drove the fastest milk cart in the West. Now Ernie loved a widow, a lady known as Sue. She lived all alone in Lily Lane at number 22. They said she was too good for him, she was haughty, proud and chic. But Ernie got his cocoa there 3 times every week. They called him Ernie.
Ernie!
And he drove the fastest milk cart in the West. She said she'd like to bathe in milk. He said, all right, sweetheart. And when he'd finished work one night, he loaded up the cart. He said, you want it pasteurized, cause pasteurized is best. She says, Ernie, I'll be happy if it comes up to me chest. That tickled old Ernie.
Ernie!
And he drove the fastest milk cart in the West.
Oh.
Now Ernie had a rival, an evil-looking man, called Tutun Ted from Teddington, and he drove the baker's van. He tempted her with his treacle tarts and his tasty oatmeal bread, and when she seen the size of his hot meat pies, it very near turned her head. She nearly swooned at his macaroon, and he said, "Now if you treat me right, you'll have hot rolls every morning and crumpets every night." He knew once she sampled his layer cake, he'd have his wicked way, and all Ernie had to offer was a pint of milk a day. Poor Ernie! And he drove the fastest milk cart in the West. One lunchtime, Ted saw Ernie's awesome cart outside her door. It drove him mad to find it was still there at 4:30. And as he leapt down from his van, off blood through his veins did course, and he went across to Ernie's cart, and he didn't half kick his horse, whose name was Trigger. And he pulled the fastest milk cart in the West. Now Ernie rushed out into the street, his gold top in his hand. He said, "If you want to marry Susie, you fight for her like a man." "Oh, why don't we play cards for her?" he sneeringly replied. "And just to make it interesting, we'll have a shilling on the side." Now Ernie dragged him from his van, and beneath the blazing sun, they stood there face to face, and Ted went for his bun. But Ernie was too quick, things didn't go the way Ted planned, and a strawberry-flavoured yoghurt sent it spinning from his hand. Now Sushi ran between them and tried to keep them apart, and Ernie pushed her aside, and a rock cake caught him underneath his heart. And he looked up in pained surprise, and the concrete hardened crust of a stale pork pie caught him in the eye, and Ernie bit the dust. Poor Ernie!
Ernie!
And he drove the fastest milk cart in the West. Ernie was only 52, he didn't want to die. And now he's gone to make deliveries in that milk round in the sky, where the customers are angels and ferocious dogs are banned, and the milkman's life is full of fun in that fairy dairy land. But a woman's needs are manifold, and Sue, she married Ted. But strange things happened on their wedding night as they lay in their bed. Was that the trees a-rustling, or the hinges of the gate? Or Ernie's ghostly gold tops a-rattling in their crate? They won't forget Ernie!
Ernie!
And he drove the fastest milk cart in the West!
Yeah, that was a one-hit wonder for Benny Hill and Ernie, the fastest milkman in the West, here on Bond iTunes Plus. By the way, there's a hum on my microphone this week. I don't know why, but I'll try and fix it by next week. Benny Hill, of course, was sexist, let's face it.
Oh.
No, he was. But the thing is, he was very, very talented and sadly died alone. A mate of his just found him dead in his flat. He ate a lot of bad food, a lot of fast food, a lot of junk food, and he died, sadly, at the age of 68. This is Bond iTunes Plus. Did you know every word to this next song? 'Cause I did.
Down. Cat style.
Yeah, went into the charts quite high on the charts in 1981 for the Stray Cats and Stray Cat Strut. My cat's sitting in the background and he's not very impressed. Back to the 40s we go and Nat King Cole, Nature Boy.
There was a boy, a very strange enchanted boy. They say he wandered very far, very far, over land and sea. A little shy and sad of eye, but very wise was he. And then one day, a magic day, he passed my way. And while we spoke of many things, fools and kings, this he said to me: the greatest thing you ever learn is just to love and be loved in return. Thing you'll ever learn is just to love and be loved in return.
Lovely song, isn't it? Nat King Cole and Nature Boy here on Bondi Tunes, plus playing music from the 40s to the 90s. Life is a highway. That's an intro, okay? That's an intro to Tom Cochrane.
Sometimes you
sleep. Sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside the darkened door where blues won't haunt you anymore. With a brave, heart, free lover's soul, come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate. Break down the garden gate. There's not much time left today.
Life is a highway. I wanna ride it all night long. If you're going my way, I wanna drive it all night long.
Through all these cities and all these towns, it's in my blood and it's all around. I loved you now like I loved you then. This is the road and these are the hills. From Mozambique to those Memphis.
From 1992, that's Tom Cochran and Life is a Highway here on Bond iTunes Plus. Someone wrote to me, and by the way, if you want to contact me, it's henry@bonditunes.com, henry@bonditunes.com. And someone said, hey, you're not a DJ because you don't talk like a DJ. Well, the thing is, I'm actually a newsreader, even though I don't do newsreading at the moment. I have a 2-hour weekly chat show with correspondents all around the world, and that happens on this radio station every week. Anyway, Bond iTunes Plus, Susie Quattro. What's not to like about her?
Hey, y'all wanna go down to Double Gate Drive?
Yeah!
Come get on!
Welcome to the dive.
A one, a two, a one, two, three!
Yeah.
Wasn't she great with her black leather, Susie Quattro, Devil Gate Drive? Do you know she's 72 years old now? She was born on the 3rd of June in 1950, and she's still going. She sold over 50 million records worldwide, continues to perform live. She's got a recent studio album, I believe, The Devil and Me. Good name. Bond iTunes Plus, here's a lovely song from the 70s, Peter Shelley, Cheap Baby.
Baby, what can I do when you're gone? Gee, baby, everything's cool from now on. Gee, baby, what can I say? I long for every minute that you got away. Gee, baby, everything swings when you're here. Gee, baby, how can I go when you're near? You're on my mind. Please don't leave me. Hold me, darling. Gee, baby, how can I say what I feel? Gee, baby, maybe I know it's for real. Gee, baby, what can I do? I only think of one girl, and baby, that's you. Thank you.
stay. Tell me what I got to do. I only wanna be with you. Hold me. Gee, baby, everything's right when you're near. Gee, baby, whisper those things in my ear. Gee, baby, what can I say? I want you for my darling. Don't you go away.
Peter Shelley and G Baby.
Can I go now?
Yes, Caroline. We actually do have to go. My name's Henry. I live on Bondi Beach. I love doing this stuff every week. I hope you keep listening. I'll see you next week and leave you with Janice Ian and At 70.
I learned the truth at 17. Their love was meant for beauty queens. In high school, girls with clear-skinned smiles who married young and then retired. The Valentines I never knew, the Friday night charades of youth were spent on one more beautiful. At 17 I learned the truth. Those of us with ravaged faces, lacking in the social graces, desperately remained at home, inventing lovers on the phone, who called to say, come dance with me, and murmured vague obscenities. It isn't all it seems. It's 17. A brown-eyed girl in hand-me-downs, whose name I never could pronounce, said, pity please the ones who serve, they only get what they deserve. In the rich relation, hometown queen marries into what she needs with a guarantee of come. Remember those who win the game, lose the love they sought to gain, in debentures of quality and dubious integrity. The small town eyes will gape at you in dull surprise when payment due exceeds accounts received at 17. Valentines that never came, and those whose names were never called when choosing sides for basketball. It was long ago and far away. The world was younger than today, and dreams were all they gave for free to ugly duckling girls.
The sun never sets on Bondi Tunes.